Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. If it's your first time coming to this podcast, welcome. We're glad to have you. And if you've been to this podcast before, you are wise. Welcome back. We're certainly glad you decided to come back. Now, just want to tell you a little bit about what you can expect whenever you come to this podcast. You can always expect a word of encouragement because that's what we do. Encouragement is our lane. So whenever you come here, you can expect a word of encouragement. Because we believe that everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. So when you come here, that's what you can believe to receive, a word of encouragement. Just want to say a couple of things to let you know what we believe here. We believe in God. I believe in God. Because everyone has free will of choice. We believe that believing in God is our free will of choice. We know everybody doesn't, but of course that's their choice. Here we believe in God. We base everything we do on the written word of God. We believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we recommend that everyone read the Bible for themselves. Now, we have a tool that we use, and the last time we used it, it was free. We recommend you use it. It's called BibleGateway.com. And whenever you go to that website, what you're going to find, and the last time we used it, as I said, it was free. It was still free. You're going to find various translations of the Bible. You can choose and pick whichever translation speaks to you. Now, we use that particular website, that tool, pretty much every day. So, as I said, that's what we base everything on, just so you would know. Now, if you decide you want to communicate with us, we have an email address. It's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiplied1015@gmail.com. Because we believe that everyone needs a word of encouragement at some point in their life. When we hear from you, it encourages us. We want to hear what you have to say. As I said, we may not all agree because we have our free will of choice, but we do want to hear from you. And when we hear from you, it encourages us. Another thing we like to share is that, or I'd like to share, I am walking through my seventh decade, looking into my eighth decade. And I intend, and according to experience and what I've read in the Bible, I can live a long time according to my faith, be it unto me. I intend to live a long time at the highest possible quality of life. And I'm enjoying that quality of life now. As I said, I believe in God. I believe his word to be truth. And I don't just believe it, I live that word. I live through that word. I try that word, and it works in my life. Because there's a place I found in the Bible, the scripture says that God's word is life to those that find it them, and health to all their flesh. And I am proving that to be true. I am living the experience of that word, and I have to tell you, I recognize and I know what it means that Jesus died for me on the cross, was buried in the grave, and then rose from the grave on my behalf for my justification. And I'm experiencing the benefit of that. I have read in the Bible where it tells me that I am loaded with benefits from God on a daily basis. I am experiencing that. And that's why I'm so excited. Doors are opening in my life. Yes, things are changing. Things are in constant change. Change is constant. The Lord has allowed me to know that. Now, if you want to know more about why I think the way I do and more about me, you can go to the library of this podcast. There are various episodes. They build on each other. Listen to them. And then if you have questions, I've given you the email address, gracemultiply1015@gmail.com. You can email me with your questions. Or you can just email me and let me know when would be a good time to communicate with you. If you want to talk with me, I have access to conference lines. We can set something up. We can work it out. Yes, as I said before, I'm walking through my seventh decade, looking into my eighth decade. Everything that I share with you is based on from personal experience, things that I have experienced that I know work. At least I know they've worked for me. I have recognized what it means, and I understand what it means to be blessed. And I believe I'm to share with you this week when you're blessed. There's some things you're going to know when you're blessed. Your life is not going to be as challenging as the world is, because the Bible tells us in another place in God's word, although we are here in the world, we live the word, we live from kingdom principles. We're in the world. We see the world going on around us. Yes, we're in this realm, but we're not of the world. We don't live according to the world's principles. Yes, we see what's going on. We're not unaware of what's going on. We're most aware of what's going on. And reading the Bible, because we are blessed, we want to know what God has to say. Because we truly believe what God says is. Now, we know there are various translations and people interpret, their interpretation of what they read is different. It is. That's their choice. Everyone has their own choice. Everyone has a right to their opinion. But we have to realize is that we take our power back. We realize that while everyone has a choice, we have learned how to experience our power of choice, how to make choices, things that work for us. We know there's two sides to every story. There are. Yet, as I said before, from reading the Bible, becoming very knowledgeable of what God says, we have learned certain things about mysteries and miracles and to position ourselves and recognize divine intervention. We understand what grace is, that all-sufficient grace of God. We understand because we are blessed, because we are accepted in the beloved, because we recognize we're in divine care, because we know we're approved by God. Yes, Elohim in creation, Abba Father God personally for us, because we have chosen to allow Abba Father God to shepherd our lives. We've made that one decision which he has instructed us in his word. That is the only thing that really is necessary to live successfully in this realm. We've made that decision to allow him to shepherd our lives. We know that we're blessed. We know what being blessed entitles us to. Although, as I said to you, we see what's going on in the world. Yet because we're blessed, he has said in the word, his word, that we're blessed because we trust him. We have learned how to trust God no matter what we see. We believe in Abba Father God. We believe in Elohim, who is Elohim in creation, who controls everything. We believe, as he said, everything belongs to him, the world, everything, and everyone that's in it. We understand that. We trust his word to be true. And I can tell you personally, from my personal experience, walking through my seventh decade, looking into my eighth decade, his word works in my life. It has worked in my life. I am living and learning new things on a daily basis. I understand that, and I know because he said I could. He said, according to my faith, be it unto me. He wrote that in his word. He said, with long life, he would satisfy me and show me his salvation, how he would save me. Although I'm walking through this world, although I'm seeing the various things that are going on in this world, I recognize what is going on in this world. I know what is going on in this world. I see all the things that are happening to people in this world. I see what happens when people just want to do whatever it is they want to do. I understand all the predictions. I see things that are happening. I see all of the changes in the weather. I understand that. But I understand that I am like a tree in Jesus' name. I depend on and I trust what God says in his word. He causes me to be of robust strength and vitality and to experience good success. He does. He does. Now, the crucial difference in someone that does not believe and trust God is that when the things come, people are afraid. He says when heat comes, the blessed won't see it, which means we know how to trust God. We don't live focused on all of the negativity. We continue to be strong. We do. We continue to be nourished. We are like evergreen trees. That means that we have the privilege of enjoying divine health, youthfulness, vitality, and dynamism. We do. We are blessed. We're full of life. The Lord renews me with youth and vigor on a daily basis. Yes, and we live in this realm. We see challenges that are going on. But we don't have to fear and have panic attacks because we're blessed. He told us not to be anxious when we see things coming. Yes, he talks about drought. We see famine in certain areas. We see that. We see that there's global financial breakdown in certain places. We know that they're having subprime crises. We know that. We know that governmental banks, investment banks, are collapsing. We see that. We see that inflation is rising. That's bad news for the world, yes. But because we're blessed, we are blessed. You see, when you're blessed, even though you're in the midst of crisis, because we live in this world, we're not of this world, but we live in it, we still yield fruit. We're blessed because we put our trust in the Lord. He'll take care of us. He will. We learn to make right decisions. We learn how to turn, as some say, lemons into lemonade, because God will show us exactly what to do all the time. We make those decisions and we trust his word because we know God's word is immutable. It can't be reversed. God can't lie. We don't live focused on the negative. There are two sides to every story. We know how to choose the good. In another place in God's word, he lets us know that He that diligently seeketh good procures favor. We have favor because we're blessed, because we're accepted in the beloved, because we're in divine care. We know that we're approved. He told us there is therefore now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. So we know that we're in right standing with God. We are approved by God. He has caused us to be accepted in the beloved. His death on the cross, his death, burial, and resurrection prove that for us. If there is a wobble thought, we just remember his death, his burial, and his resurrection. We remember, we recall the nail scars in his hand. We recognize that everything that was against us was nailed to his tree, his cross. That's why they hung him on the cross, for us. It tells us in another place in God's word that he so loved the world that he gave, everybody knows about the death, burial, pretty much the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know he was nailed to the cross. That's our proof. We know he was buried in the grave. We know he rose from the grave according to scripture and according to what was written. We know that. Being risen lets us know that his sacrifice was accepted, and we depend on it. We rely on it. We live in it. So in another place, he tells us in his word that his mercy toward us is new every day, that his grace is sufficient. So even though we see things sometimes that are hard to understand, when we read his word and he reveals to us and gives us clarity in his word, we have to stay in his presence. We have to live recognizing his presence. We do have to contend for the faith to believe God according to our faith, be it unto us. We contend for the faith to believe God, to trust God, to hold on, because we know what God says is truth. And we know that we can hold on, because whatever we need, he provides. He's a very present help in whatever we term or we interpret to be trouble. He's a present help there. We know we have that. Now, I hope I've said something today that's helpful to you. You'll understand what it means when you're blessed. We are blessed. We are accepted in the beloved. We're in divine care, approved by God. Therefore, every morning when we wake up, we can say, I am blessed, because we are blessed. And when you're blessed, that is your right. God bless. I want to hear from you.